Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The California Assembly approved a bill, 50-18, that would ban counselors from providing counsel to adults who want to receive counsel regarding unwanted same-sex attraction, behavior, or gender confusion. But the bill is so far-reaching, it also prohibits printed material and even books, including it could ban the Bible. Amazing. This bill is still working its way through the California legislature. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. This bill, Matt, AB 2943, passed overwhelmingly in the California Assembly. Now it goes over to the Senate, and after that, it would be sent to the governor, who would sign it in a heartbeat, Governor Brown. And the bill bans adults. Now, California's already banned minors from receiving this kind of counsel, but here they're going a step further. Adults would not be able to receive the counsel of their choice, and this places this into the Consumer Legal Remedy Act and declares that advertising, offering to engage in, or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual is fraudulent business practices. In other words, if you have books, print, even the Bible would come under this particular ban. Unbelievable what's happening in California.
Yeah, well, by the clear language, the Bible would be banned. Don't forget, in 1 Corinthians 6, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And then verse 11 says, and that is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So that those verses right there alone, based on the clear language of this grossly unconstitutional, laughably unconstitutional law, that would ban the Bible.
Yeah, this 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, as you said, it says, neither the sexually immoral, nor adulterers, nor idolaters, nor men who practice homosexuality.
Right.
And nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. In other words, you were those people.
Right.
You were engaging in same-sex activities. You were sexually immoral. You were idolaters and adulterers and greedy and drunkards, but you've been changed by the power of Jesus Christ. Some of you were that. So in that verse alone, you're talking about change. And that's exactly what so-called sexual orientation change efforts are: counsel, talk therapy for someone who wants to overcome, reduce, eliminate same-sex attractions that are unwanted, behavior, and identity.
You know, guys, we all have friends that were once living in the homosexual lifestyle, and because someone pointed them to the only hope there is, who's Jesus Christ, and ministered to them and showed them that true love in God, they're now changed and they're walking with Him. And so to say that someone could not have that hope is tragic, to not be able to point them to the Bible, to God's Word, which is powerful and changes their life, that is tragic.
We have so many. I mean, Christine, who was actually on this program,
Janet Boyne,
studying at Oxford.
So that she can now help others who are struggling in
same-sex
attraction.
And there's so many. You know, Janet Boyne,
who was just ordained.
Walt Heyer, who was formerly went through. Craig Quinlan was an activist with the Human Rights Campaign, He was an activist with HRC.
Wow, that's pretty respectable.
He's been changed.
Yeah.
He's been set free. This same passage in 1 Corinthians, you get down, it identifies men who have sexual relations with other men as, quote, sexual immorality. Then it starts to identify sexual immorality, and it says this in verse 18, and this would get you arrested in California. It says this, flee from sexual immorality. Right. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. That phrase there, that would be verboten in the state of California. It's jaw dropping that the secular left is moving. They're now so brazen, Matt and Holly, in their hatred of Christ and of Christian truth and a biblical truth, that they are actually seeking to ban the Bible and any other book that would reference these verses and reference the reality that untold thousands of people have found freedom from all various forms of sexual immorality.
You know, this is an opportunity for the church to wake up.
Yeah, if you had this scripture from 1 Corinthians 6, such were some of you, referring to past homosexual behavior, and you put that on a pamphlet or you put that, for example, on a billboard and you offered hope and change.
Right.
That would be banned. You would ultimately be targeted. And that's what this bill does. It goes so far, it's unbelievable. Their hatred for God, their hatred for anyone who wants to provide hope. And some of the counselors that we represent actually have been in the homosexual lifestyle or lesbian practices. And through coming to Jesus Christ, they've changed.
They have freedom now.
They have freedom from that.
These are unwanted.
They didn't want that. It was causing them stress. And they've been able to overcome that.
You know, and many times there's abuse in the background, different reasons, you know, but the Bible is clear, it is sin. But the key is there is hope. God offers hope.
We're ready to file suit if this bill, God forbid, ultimately passes. But this is California, and it's already passed overwhelmingly in the House. I suspect it will pass in the Senate. They have no reservation in terms of passing something this broad.
I can't imagine Governor Jerry Brown not signing it.
Oh, Jerry Brown would welcome this. That's why they call him Moonbeam Brown.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, unfortunately, he is right behind all of this and is a strong advocate of this anti-speech, anti-religion, anti-freedom kind of legislation. So we are ready to file suit as soon as this bill passes, if it does. We hope that it ultimately does not get to that point. But this is shocking, Matt, that it goes this far.
Well, just to clarify, Matt, let's be clear here. We're talking about adults. These aren't even minors. And of course, there are no studies that show any harm to minors or anything. This is all based on quackery. It's all based on myth and political motivation. But even these are adults who have unwanted same-sex attraction and would maybe go to a pastor and say, I was sexually molested. And the pastor can't read these verses out of the Bible to help a pastor could not say, well, look, you know, there's hope in Christ. Such were some as you, of you. You can, through the power of Christ, find freedom from your unwanted same-sex attractions. That would be illegal. Am I getting this wrong, Matt?
No, you're right. You're exactly right. That's why it's so shocking.
What about victims of sexual abuse? They could also not get counseling.
And they're not going to be able to get the counseling they need. And people, for example, that we represent that are counselors who have gone through this very experience, who are experts, and this is not all that they do. They cover a wide range.
Right.
They wouldn't be able to share their experience with individuals. And Holly, as you mentioned, you hope this wakes the church up.
Yes.
If this doesn't wake up the church, I don't know what will, because this literally is not just going to stop at licensed counselors. Mm-hmm. You know, we said that when this law came through originally in California, banning such counsel for minors, the next step is adults. Here we are. We had no idea that they would be so brazen to go so far as to ban all printed material, which includes the Bible.
Christian books as well.
This will bleed over to non-licensed people, which brings it right into the church, the Bible, any kind of information, print, recommendation, and engaging in sexual orientation change efforts. It's so broad. It's shocking and startling. Pray for this case and other cases like this that Liberty Counsel is involved in. We're involved at this level trying to stop this train wreck before it ultimately happens. But if they ultimately pass this bill, we will be ready and able, and we will file suit in court immediately. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, Stand with Liberty Counsel, and your prayers and your financial support. You can obtain our emails on our website. Go down to the bottom, and you can sign up for our emails of the front page of the lc.org website. And you can also make online contributions to Liberty Counsel, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.